السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's fazal ihsan that He gave us the opportunity again to gather to take His name. This is a majlis of zikr, so therefore the theme is zikrullah, remembrance of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Like that, every bayan, every majlis, every waz, it is the same theme that we must get connected with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and we must obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Success and falah lies in that. Whichever way you look at it, the Quran Sharif and the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they direct us towards obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After that, you can keep extending that over different departments and areas and avenues of life. But the fact is that that is what is required of us. This morning I was explaining to some students that in this world we have many halls, city hall, town hall, this hall, that hall, and then they have stages there. And then they have many types of dramas and many plays and many shows taking place. Now people act different scenes. They play the role of different people. The person may be sometimes acting the part of a father, of a husband, or the person may be a robber, or he may be a hijacker, or whatever he may be, but different roles he plays. In the same way, the woman, she will play a different role. Sometimes she's a mother, sometimes she's a wife, and sometimes she's enacting some other role. But there is acting, all the time there's acting. On the stage there's nothing there but acting. People are acting different parts. And then at the end of that show, which lasts sometimes 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or at the most one whole night, that's about all. Thereafter they say, the curtain is drawn. So everybody must now go home. Just like that, brothers and sisters, this world is a stage. This whole world is a stage. And everyone that comes into this world, he will have to play different roles, different parts. He will have to act under different situations. Different roles he will have to play. The shows of this world, they are 1 hour, 2 hours in duration. But this is a whole lifetime. From the time that the person becomes of age until his dying day, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until his death comes, he will have to play different roles. And just as those actors, they have been given a script, they have to act according to that script, that you must say this, you must clap at a certain time, you must stamp your feet at a certain time, you must bend at a certain time, you must lie down at a certain time. Different kinds of roles are given. And then there's a script that this is what you must say, this is what you must speak, this is how you must speak, this is how your actions must be, this is how your tone must be. A script is given. And then we say there's rehearsal also. They don't just put them on the stage and say, right, start acting now and say whatever you feel like. There is a rehearsal also. And there's somebody that directs that rehearsal. The person says that he wants to see. He trains, he directs them. This is how it should be done. And then there's a rehearsal to see if they are doing it right. Now all these things must give us a lesson. that we are also on the stage of the world and we have to play different roles. Sometimes the role of a child, sometimes the role of a young person, sometimes the part of a young son, sometimes that of a father, sometimes that of a husband, sometimes that of a businessman, sometimes that of a soldier, sometimes that of a muballigh. Different roles in the person's life he will have to play. And the script has been given, and that is the Quran Sharif. That is the script. The Quran Sharif will give us the direction. And then just as there is a training and there is somebody that demonstrates, in the same way Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he demonstrated in his life that how should you play these different roles. That is the purpose of life. And just as the curtain is then drawn, in the same way the curtain will be drawn here too. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, when yaqeen or death will come, then the curtain will be drawn. And just as people after that go away to their homes, here we will have to go away to our graves. Hamku, tumku, inku, unku, sabku ek din jana hai. Everyone has to go, because the curtain is drawn now, closed. So now everyone must go. So that is the period of time that we have. And in that period of time, we have to sleep also, we have to eat, we have to drink, we have to fulfill our other needs and hajat. So we are left with very little time. And we have to make the preparation for the hereafter. So that when the curtain is drawn, sometimes at the end of the show, what do they say? Now there will be awards. Who did the best acting? The best actor will get award. The best actress will get award. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He created death and life so that he may see who does the best of these. So that they will get award, so that they may get reward, so that they may get jannat, so that they may get everlasting bliss and happiness. And if the person does not act properly, and he does not act according to the script, or he does not obey the director, then what happens? They kick him out. So in the same way, this person will then have to face punishment in the fire of Jahannam. So we take a lesson from everything. They are acting for worldly reasons. And we will do all our things according to the Quran and Sunnah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and then get the rewards. So that is what all these majlises are all about. To create that himmat in us so that we can start practicing. For the creation of that himmat, for the development of that himmat. We know a lot, but we can't seem to be getting that himmat, that courage, that strength in ourselves to throw away those evils from our lives and to really think that seriously about the life of the hereafter, that it is going to come. We have carried janazas, we have taken people to the qabristan. Then how can we still lead a life of indifference and negligence? Make use of the namats of Allah Ta'ala. Enjoy the good food, wear good clothes, travel in good car. I've said many times that is not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert us from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So tonight again I've decided to read Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi's very, very beautiful Nawazaqah hai, Nawashaqah hai. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. Hai har ek cheez hi be maza, jo nazar se apni to dur hai. Hai har ek cheez hi be maza, jo nazar se apni to dur hai. Kabhi taaton ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf qusoor hai. Kabhi taaqaton ka surur hai, kabhi aitraaf qusoor hai he malak ko jis ki nahi khabar wo huzoor mera huzoor hai na wo zauq hai na wo shauq hai na wo kaif hai na surur hai hey har ek cheez hi be maza jo nazar se apni to dur hai. There's no enjoyment, there's no pleasure, there's no taste, there's no kaifiyat, there's no hal of any kind in all our ibadat, in our zikr, in our tilawat. We are not getting any kind of enjoyment, any kind of lazzat, any kind of pleasure within our hearts. Everything is be-maza, everything is tasteless. Oh Allah, everything is tasteless. Jo nazar se apni tu dur. If you are far away from my gaze, from my sight, then oh Allah, everything is tasteless. There will be no happiness. We will do everything, but it will be mechanical. There won't be that kind of feeling within oneself. Although we should not give up even that, we must continue doing. We must not throw the blanket away. If there is a bug, we must throw the bug out. But for years and years, we go on and on and on, and we don't even take off a few meters from above the ground. Then there's something seriously wrong. I mean, if they keep refueling that plane, but it just doesn't take off. And for years, then what would we say about that aeroplane? In the same way, we just keep refueling, but we just see, don't seem to be taking off, so we must see where is it punctured, where is the damage, where are those holes in the tank from where all the petrol is leaking out. We have to repair that damage. So we will find that sometimes it is our ears, sometimes it's our tongues, sometimes it's our eyes. From different places we are losing that anwar and that rahmat and that noor that which comes down when we make zikr, tilawat, ibadat. But when this is our condition, then we must not despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a chemical, the chemical of tawbah. If we have to spray this chemical over our sins, then they will disappear, like how stains disappear when we have to put some kind of chemical or detergent over it. So he says, kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai. Sometimes there is enjoyment, there is a happiness, there is a deep-hearted enjoyment in my ta'at, in my ibadat, in my zikr, in my tilawat. Oh Allah, at that time, I feel so close to you. But oh Allah, at other times, it is my sins. So because of those sins, then there is distancing myself from you, so there's no enjoyment. So when I am making ibadat, ta'at, and I'm getting that enjoyment, then that is the time I am making shukr of yours. And kabhi it's aitraaf-e qusoor, that I'm acknowledging, I'm confessing, I'm not justifying my sins. This is one area that we have to rectify, that we must never ever justify a sin. Make a'tiraf of the qusur. We must learn from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam that there was not even a sin there. But immediately they said, Rabbana zolamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. So a'tiraf of qusur is a very great thing. Admit. And before whom are we admitting? Before whom are we confessing? Before that Allah who is Kareem, who is Rahim, who is Haleem, who is very tolerant, who is very forgiving, very compassionate, very kind. Just take, as I always say, this one or two steps towards Him, and then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make us run. But make that sincere tawbah. At least let's go on a diet. I've mentioned this in some other majlis too, that these days is nothing but diets, diets and diets. Every doctor tells you, you must go on, you are a diabetic, so you must go on sugar diet. Somebody on, for a cholesterol, you must go on that kind of diet. Somebody has got pressure, he's got a different kind of diet. somebody has got heart, he's got a different kind of diet. Every person is given a different sheet. He says, this is the diet that you have to go on. Why? Because they've diagnosed a problem. And then there are so many of them that go on a diet for nothing else but just to reduce weight. Nothing else. Millions and millions or billions. As a billion-dollar industry it is. But people are going on diets. So just as we go on diets for other purposes and reasons, just for 40 days go on a diet of sins and see what that 40 days does. It will bring life. It will bring life into our soul. Make up our minds that for the next 40 days I don't want to commit any sin. I will take the pain on my heart. I will crush the whisperings of shaitan to smithereens when he's tempting me to go towards sins. No matter what kind of desire comes in my heart, but I'm going to suppress that desire and I'm going to please my Allah. Then just as life comes into that chick which is within the egg, then there's no outside force that is required to crack that shell. It cracks it from within. Like that we will crack all the walls that are preventing us from getting towards Allah Ta'ala. And we'll get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Just a few days, try it out and see. And wallah, I can take qasam upon qasam and tell you that in these days Allah Ta'ala gives it so quickly and so easily. Because the fitnas are tremendous and great. Why is it that young people, just for a few days, they give up their drugs and they give up their cinemas and theaters and zina and everything. Just for 20 days, 30 days, 50 days, and suddenly they're getting dream of Rasulullah Park Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is it? Why? Allah Ta'ala wants to give us that encouragement that you are on track. Now go ahead. Don't you like to see Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam? Don't you like to get his intercession on the day of Qiyamah? Even if we don't see him once in our dream, but if we are following him, then we are with him. Tera zikr hai, teri yaad hai, tera naam tera payam hai. Tera zikr hai, teri yaad hai, tera naam tera payam hai. He agar naseeb teri raza to ye hijr jaane huzoor hai. Na wo zauq hai, na wo shauq hai, na wo kaif hai, na surur hai. Teri yaad dil ki mere dawa, tera naam rooh ki hai shifa. Teri yaad dil ki mere dawa, tera naam rooh ki hai shifa. Tera bhoolna meri maut hai, tera zikr haasil-e-toor hai. Teri yaad dil ki mere dawa. I've explained this before too, but you must listen to it and take this medication. He says, teri yaad dil ki mere dawa. O Allah, it is just your remembrance that is the medication for my soul. Teri yaad dil ki mere dawa. There's no other medication, there's no other prescription that will help us. Take Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's remembrance. Tera naam rooh ki hai shifa. When the body is ailing, we got physical problems, then we take different kinds of medication. So tera naam rooh ki hai shifa. O Allah, the taking of your name is the shifa for my soul. My soul which is sick and ailing, there is no other cure for it but to take your name in abundance, to remember you plentiful. And remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala means that doing everything that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered, and to restrain and restrain ourselves from all that they have asked us to stay away from. And that is true remembrance. Otherwise, just taking the name and disobeying, then that is not remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Tera bhoolana meri maut hai, Tera teri yaad dil ki mere dawa, تیرا نام روح کی ہے شفا تیرا بھولنا میری موت ہے تیرا ذکر حاصل تور I'll just stop there. This is remembrance of Allah تبارک و تعالی. If when a person is remembering Allah تعالی, then that is the حاصل of حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام went on کوہ تور. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of remembering him in abundance and staying away from all that he and his Rasul has asked us to stay away from. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Ey mere maula, meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اے میرے مولا میری نظر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو سب تو ہو باہر دل کے اندر تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ إلا الله 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 سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو دونوں جہاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو کون مکان میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو قالب و جام میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو سوجے مجھ کو سود و زیاں میں تو ہی تو بس تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ الا اللہ 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 جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہے پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جان سے بھی جو مجھ کو ہو پیارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو جس کے لیے سب کچھ ہے گوارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں تو ہی تو دونوں جہاں میں میرا سہارا تو ہی تو ہاں
तू ही तू, मेरी नाव का कीवन हारा, तू ही तू, हाँ तू ही तू। कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज, लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह। कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज, लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह। इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह, 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 इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह। जर्रा जर्रा कतरा कतरा, रतबो याबिस बहरो बर। जर्रा जर्रा कतरा कतरा, रतबो याबिस बहरो बर। नूरो नारो जो पस्ती, कुफरो ईमा खैरो शर। एक जुबा होकर ये सब के सब देते हैं तेरी खबर। तेरे आगे हेच है हर्षे, तू ही है सबसे बरतर। कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज, लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह। कुछ न सुझाई दे मुझे हरगिज, लाख हो मंजर पेश निगाह। इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह, 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 इल्लल्लाहु इल्लल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु। لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله، لا إله إلا 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 الله، La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Ae khuda e bandara ruswa makun, garbadam man sirre man paida makun. اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن او اللہ do not allow any kind of humiliation, disgrace, embarrassment, shame to come upon this servant of yours. Now who is making this dua? Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. Sometimes a whole night used to go, he used to just say, Ay Khuda im banda ra ruswa makun. Oh Allah, do not allow any kind of disgrace, of shame, of humiliation, of embarrassment to come upon this servant of yours. Ay Khuda im banda ra ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Oh Allah, I know that I am your sinful servant. Oh Allah, I know how sinful I am. But oh Allah, do not expose my sins. Amen. Allah Ta'ala has concealed our sins. Allah Ta'ala out of His ihsan and fazl and rahmat has concealed our sins. So we must ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala not to bring about any embarrassment on us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Because we cannot hide from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if not here, then it will get exposed in the akhirat. So what an embarrassment that will be in front of the billions of ummatis when somebody will rise committing zina. Somebody will rise because as you die, that is how you will die as you live. And then you will rise as you die. So if the person died committing zina, then he will get up committing zina. If the person died stealing, then he will get up stealing. How we say large screens, everybody can see now, large screens. Like that the billions of ummatis will watch. What embarrassment will that bring to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when his ummatis will rise like that? Do we wish to be amongst those who will cause embarrassment to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we don't, then this is the time for tawbah. Let us not leave this world without having purified our hearts. Ey khuda e bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Ey khuda e bandara ruswa makun. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah. illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہم تجھ سے فریاد کر رہے ہیں میرے پیارے مولا ہم تجھ سے فریاد کر رہے ہیں ہم گندے ہیں ہم ناپاک ہیں ہم سیاہ کار ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہیں بندے تو تیرے ہیں میرے مولا تجھے ہم چھوڑ کے جائے کہاں او بھائی بلاون اللہ او بھائی رحیم اللہ او بھائی کریم اللہ او بھائی حلیم اللہ او بھائی ستار غفار اللہ او بھائی موسٹ فورگیونگ کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ Oh, my most beautiful Allah, we are your sinful servants extending our begging bowls before you. Oh, my beloved Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ey mere pyare Khuda, nothing else has gathered us here. Oh Allah, we have gathered to take your Mubarak name. We have gathered to recite the Durood Sharif upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, as great as is your name, forgive us also. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we are hopeful of your forgiveness. Ey mere Allah, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you repeatedly. Ya Allah, if we have to ask repeatedly of human beings, they will become angry, annoyed and displeased. But oh Allah, if we have to ask of you, you become happy and pleased. If we do not beg of you, you become displeased. Oh Allah, therefore we are begging. Ey mere Allah, these are our begging bowls that we have outstretched before you. Mere pyare Khuda, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters. Ameen. The entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, hum faqeer hai, hum muhtaj hai. اے اللہ تیرے سامنے ہم نے ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں میرے اللہ تو تیری نگاہ رحمت ہم سے مت پھیر یا اللہ we know that the types of sins that we indulge in oh my beloved Allah it brought destruction upon nations in the past Allah you destroyed the entire nations when they indulged in the type of sins that we are indulging in these days but oh Allah because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatul lil alameen اے اللہ therefore you did not destroy the whole ummah Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are asking you forgiveness. Ya Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. Don't look at our sins, oh my Allah. Look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which were shed for this ummat. Ey Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which were shed for us.
Look at the blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, which was shed for us. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh, tu mere pyare Nabi ke aansuon ko dekh, aur hamari maghfirat kar de. Mere Allah, hum kab tak is duniya mein munafiqana chal chalegi? How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? Ey Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites? Make us, O my beloved Allah, of those who are mukhlisin. Ey Allah, make us of the mukhlisin. Ey Allah, give us istiqamat. Ey Allah, bless us with steadfastness in our iman. Ey Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. You are well aware of everything that we did, whether it was in light or darkness. Allah, you could have seized us there and then. Ya Allah, during our youthful days, oh my beloved Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, how much of sins we have committed. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us. You could have paralyzed us. Ey Allah, you could have snatched away our sight when we were indulging in watching haram. You could have made us, oh my Allah, deaf when we were listening to haram. You could have made us dumb when we were speaking haram. You could have paralyzed us when we were touching or walking towards haram. But oh Allah, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, how tolerant you are. Ey Allah, that you did not seize us there and then. Ya Allah, we are pledging that we will not return to those sins again. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the himmat and the courage of lions against nafs and shaitan. Ey Allah, how long are we going to remain the proverbial fox in front of nafs and shaitan? Ey Allah, give us the strength and the himmat to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions. Ey Allah, to suppress our evil passions and desires, make us lions. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hame himmat ata farma. Ey Allah, give us that courage and that strength. Ey Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ey Allah, samandar ki gehrai ki machli, tere marifat ke samandar ki gehrai ki machli hame bana de. Ey Allah, give us such a bond with you. Give us such a bond with you. Ha, mere Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan does not distance us from you. Ey Allah, when we stick two pages together with glue and we want to separate the pages will not separate. Oh Allah, they will tear apart, but they will not separate. Ey Allah, let us have such a bonding with you that when nafs and shaitan want to separate us from you, Allah, our heart, we will allow it to tear apart, but we will not allow it to separate from you. Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us follow the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, hame sachche aashik bana de. Ey Allah, we are pretending in this world all the time. Oh Allah, we are making loud claims of being aashiks of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, the slightest temptation and we are gone towards zina. The slightest temptation and we are gone towards drugs. The slightest temptation and we are gone to the cinemas and theaters and casinos. Ey Allah, the slightest whispering of shaitan and we are back again on the porn internet sites. Mere Allah, ab to tu himmat ata farma. Oh my Allah, give us the himmat and courage. Ya Allah, give us the realization that you are watching us all the time. You are listening to us all the time. You are aware of every movement of ours. Ya Allah, give us the realization and the yaqeen and that iman that even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ey Allah, if you are watching that ant, if you are providing risk for that ant, you are listening to the movement of that ant, then oh Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Ey Allah, it is our weakness. We are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you. Ey Allah, hamare gunahon par hamari girift mat farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us all with long life. bless us with good health, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with satisfaction. O Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ay Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma, tera qurb naseeb farma. Ay Allah, teri zaat-e-ali par yaqeen naseeb farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with the life of zuhud and taqwa. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Light up our hearts with the noor of zuhud and taqwa. Ay mere pyare khuda, hum sab ko nek bana de aur ek bana de. Ay Allah, teri quwwat-e-jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. We are extremely weak, oh my beloved Allah. Therefore make us yours with your power of jazb. Ya Allah, what is nafs and shaitan in front of your power of jazb? Ay Allah, make us yours with your power of jazb. Ay Allah, hum sab ko apna wali-e-kamil bana de. Ay Allah, give us those hearts that you give to the awliya-e-siddiqeen. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us the hearts that you give to your awliya-e-siddiqeen. Ay mere Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. Ay Allah, we have made our hearts into dirt bins. We have filled our hearts with malice, with pride, with greed, with arrogance, with envy and jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Oh Allah, evil passions and desires have engulfed our hearts. We watch so much of haram, we listen to so much of haram, we speak so much of haram, we indulge in so much of haram, that our hearts have become dark and pitch black. But oh Allah, who is the purifier of hearts besides you? Ya Allah, if the world's waste goes into the waters of the ocean still stays park and clean. Allah, one wave is sufficient to keep everything park. Allah, though even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the entire creation, then to your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Allah, man has made dynamite sticks. They blow up huge mountains, oh my Allah. Allah, forgive our sins. What is there for you to blow away these mountains of sins of ours? Ay very Allah, give us all sihat, afiyat, salamati. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Very Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ay Allah, those who are in hospitals, give them cure. Ay Allah, we ourselves are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Very Allah, some of our children are sick. Allah, our parents may be ill. Our brothers and sisters, whoever is ill, oh Allah, give them cure. Allah, hum bimar hai. Ay mere pyare Allah, hum bimar hai. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Lekin shifa tere haath mein hai. Mere Allah, hume shifa ata farma. Ruhani bimariyon se shifa ata farma. Jismani bimariyon se shifa ata farma. Oh Allah, we know that sometimes sickness can be a test. It can be a rahmat in disguised form. But we are extremely weak, oh my Allah. Do not test us, oh my Allah. But oh Allah, we know that our sicknesses, our problems and our difficulties and our depression and our worries and anxieties is all because of our sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sins, ya tawbah from our sins. Allah, har bimari se shifa ata farma. Ay Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ay Allah, we want barakat in our homes. But how can barakat come when there's so much of haram in our homes? Ay mere pyare khuda, give us barakat in our homes. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq to throw out from our homes all that which prevents the barakat and the rahmat descending into our homes. Ay mere pyare khuda, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Amen. Ya Allah, those who are poor, give them wealth. Amen. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ay Allah, ummat-e-muslima aaj pareshan hai. Mere Allah, the beloved ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummat for whom so much of his blood was shed, the ummat for whom, oh Allah, he was stoned so much in Taif that his shoes Mubarak were filled with blood. Allah, the ummat for whom he stood whole night in prayers until his feet swelled. That ummat for whom he shed so much of tears, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, that ummat for whom when he went into sajda, intestines of animals were placed on his back. Allah, that beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of mine, how much he cried for us. Ya Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his blood and tears. Ya Allah, that ummah today is in the discos, in the cinemas, in the casinos, on porn sites, on porn movies. Ya Allah, in adultery, in fornication. Where Allah, when he is informed, twice a week when he is informed, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah has got no concern about your tears and your blood. Ha, very Allah, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, a few meters away from his resting place, the filthiest of films can be seen in the hotel rooms. The filthiest magazines can be read. Allah, a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak and a few meters away from the holy Kaaba Sharif. Allah, the filthiest of music can be heard. Mere pyare khuda, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. Oh my Allah, but because of our sins and the sins of the ummah, ay Allah, do not cause any pain and suffering to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties and those trials of the ummah. Make us all pious and righteous. Ameen. Allah, bless us all with the noor of taqwa. Ay mere pyare khuda, we have to leave this world one day. Ey mere pyare khuda, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Amen. Don't let the angel of death find us in a casino. Amen. Allah, so many of the ummatis are dying, some in casinos, some in discos, some in theatres and cinemas which burn to the ground. Allah, some are dying in adultery and fornication. Some are dying at prostitute quarters. Some are dying at escort agencies. Ha, mere Allah, that ummat, the youth of which ummat used to die on the plains of jihad. Ey Allah, wo ummat jo kabhi tilawat mein maut aati thi unki. Wo ummat ke jiski maut kabhi tahajjud mein aati thi, kabhi ishraq aur chasht mein, kabhi ibadat mein, kabhi zikr aur tilawat mein. But that ummat, oh my Allah, which never used to die in haram places. So many, oh Allah, are dying these days in such places. Ya Allah, we are asking you, protect us, save us. Amen. Give us the realization that death can strike suddenly, anywhere, any place, any time. Oh my Allah, then how can we be on a porn site on the internet? How can we be at the disco or a cinema or a theater? How can we have a filthy novel or magazine in our hands when we don't know when the angel of death will suddenly strike? Mere Allah, help the Muslim Ummah. Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ay Allah, Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Oh Allah, the entire kufr and entire enemies of Islam are getting together to wipe out the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, but we ourselves are the enemies of Islam. Mere pyare khuda, we have brought about more destruction than the enemies themselves. But oh my Allah, we are making sincere tawbah tonight. Ya Allah, either give hidayat to those enemies. Bless them with Iman and Islam as you bless the Sahaba-i-Kiram and so many others. But oh Allah, if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because they become obstinate and they've made up their minds that they will never accept, then oh my beloved Allah, shake up the ground beneath their feet. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their homes to collapse over their heads. Send disasters against them. Ya Allah, send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. Oh my beloved Allah, cause such disunity and division in their ranks that their alliances and coalitions are all destroyed totally. Ay mere pyare khuda, restore the dignity and honor of the Muslim Ummah. Ay mere pyare Allah, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he begged for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh my beloved Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill the graves with noor. Overlook their sins and shortcomings. And oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Mere pyare Allah, We are asking for that in Madina Tayyibah. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, we may become forgiven too. For we have no capital to bring to you, O my Allah. Mere Allah, maut ke waqt koi aisi tajalli dikhla de. Koi aisi tajalli dikhla de. Ki hamari rooh joomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Mere Allah, all the works of deed that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh o da'wat ki behnat qubool farma. Unke ijtemaat ko qubool farma. Unke gasht o ta'alim ko qubool farma. Khanqaho ki behnat qubool farma. Hamare mashayikh ki behnat qubool farma. Madaris masajid ki behnat qubool farma. Tamam darul ulum, makatib islamiya, anjumane, jo bhi deen ki khidmat kar rahe hain. Sab kaam karne walon ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se wala maal farma. Aur sab ki khidmat ko qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم